Hello.
Hola.
And welcome to Oh My Good, also known as IBM Meal.
The totally awesome podcast about nothing and everything.
I'm Brianna.
And I'm Lauren.
This show is part B to the Obsessions podcast. Today we have a guest star with us.
And as you may have guessed from our introductory podcast, she has an obsession with Daniel Radcliffe of the Harry Potter movies.
Welcome, Maria.
Hi, everybody.
So, Maria, what were you going to do before you came on Oh My Good?
I was going to watch the Harry Potter movies and take notes on the way Daniel Radcliffe looks.
Well, what would you say is the best movie for him?
I think the last movie, the Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, is the best because his hair looks really good.
His hair?
Because in Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, his hair's like, he's just too young and stuff. He's like this
It's all neat
kid.
And tidy. And you know what?
Yeah.
In the books, as you all know, you know, my obsession with Harry Potter.
Lauren, I think you're the only person who would know that.
Yeah, so, and then Chamber of Secrets, it got, like, better. Like, you could see that his face has grown up, but his hair stays the same. And then Prisoner of Azkaban, he totally grows up, but his hair isn't, like, it's still, like,
yeah,
the way that
it is.
But it's not totally like that. It's a little less.
I know. Yeah, it's a little more tidy, but then when he grows it out, like, boys do
yeah,
this.
Yeah,
like,
everybody's having long hair today.
Time period.
Yeah, it's just like the way people have it now.
Yeah, gosh, like my cousin. He's got hair the size of, you know, a bunch of people I know. Girls. That size. It's crazy. Everyone makes fun of him for it.
So, Maria, how and when did this obsession start?
I don't know, I always liked the Harry Potter books, and I saw all of the Harry Potter movies in, almost all of them, not the first one. I saw the last three in the movie theater.
Yes, and
did you see
all
the first one in the movie theater?
It was her birthday party to go see the fourth one.
It was sold out the day we went.
It was her birthday party to go see the fourth one.
What did you say? I know, it was my birthday
and she
party
was
for
happy.
I think the other two, too.
Oh, no.
Maybe not Prisoner of Azkaban, because that came out in June, but
when the first one was going to come out, I remember I saw it on the day it came out. I got out of school early for it, too. And then I saw it on the next day, too, because this other kid I knew had a birthday party to go see it. So I saw it 2 days in a row, and I ended up seeing it, like, three times in the theaters.
No.
Same thing with
the fourth
second
one,
and
I
the
saw
third
remember
one,
three times
and the
in
fourth
theaters.
One.
I remember when I did Sorcerer's
Stone. Once for Maria's birthday party, once with my friend, and once with my mom. So, you know.
Yeah, and I saw the fourth one twice on the same day.
For Sorcerer's Stone, I had, we had a sleepover, me and my friends, for New Year's, like, Eve, and we were going to go to the movie theater, and instead of seeing Sorcerer's Stone, it was sold out, we had to see Jimmy
Okay,
Neutron.
And what was the reason for seeing all these? Was it Daniel Radcliffe, or do you just like it?
Well, I don't know. I think I started, like, liking or whatever and being obsessed with Daniel Radcliffe in the fourth movie. The reason I saw the other ones is because I really like to see, like, how much they compare to the books. And I think, well, of course, the books are better, but these movies are still pretty good.
Yeah, and this may be one of the topics for one of our future podcasts.
Best not Harry Potter books?
Best
no,
books
converting
movies.
Books into movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's, like, a really tricky thing to do.
I haven't seen a lot of like
you'd
books
be surprised
that
though
to
because
movies, I don't really
a lot of them are
a
well
lot
yeah
of
but
them.
That's because a lot of like
no.
movies are turned into books later. That's pretty stupid.
More books are turned into movies.
No, more.
Yeah.
It's
well,
mostly
well, we're
kind of
getting
way
off track
mostly,
here.
But there's a lot of
let's talk about it when we're
which is hard to do
yeah,
like stay on
the,
track.
The podcast
very
about
hard
thing and everything.
You guys should have a podcast where just tons of people and they just talk about random things.
Well, see,
yeah,
we plan on doing that in the future. Maybe.
Yeah, you know.
We'll see with our feedback.
We'll get back to the feedback at the end of the episode. So.
Of course.
Maria, since you've seen all of the movies, how would you, like, say Daniel Radcliffe has, like, progressed through, like, all of them? Like, from the first.
Well, In the first one.
In the ways of faces, acting, and everything.
Acting, like, no offense to him, but I don't think he's a very good actor. He's just, okay, he's better than me, but he's not good. Well, okay, he's good, but he's not great. Like, you know,
well, no, like some of, like... Like, in the first movies, I agree, he wasn't that great, but I don't know. I feel so stupid for this, but every time I see the fourth movie, I'm almost crying in the end when he brings Cedric back.
Yeah, I mean, his body. It's like, no, I'm hard to can, like, every single time I see it. Emotion. And it, like, if somebody could do that, it's kind of so powerful, I guess.
You guys, so, yeah, it's that a was movie good. And a book. It's not like...
But no, the way he Thorne? Smiles is so fake.
Who's the That's one why I don't like here? It. Thorne?
I'm just saying, I'm making all
I know,
of
I'm
the
just kidding. It's
comparisons
just fun to,
the way
you.
He acts. I'm trying to move the
conversation.
I know,
it's just fun to joke around with you. Take a joke, sorry.
Okay, fine.
Fine, I will.
Okay, I don't know if you guys noticed.
Oh my good.
But I think Daniel Radcliffe wears contact lenses into his... Because, like, when you take the like all the movies and you lay them out in front of you, in Sorcerer's Stone, his eyes are, like, blue. And in Harry Potter and Chamber of Secrets, they're, like, bluish-green. And then in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, they're brown. And then again in Goblet of Fire, they're blue-green. So I guess they must have, like, forgot or something.
I don't know. I think they just... Ugh, it's just such a problem, the way they casted
yeah,
him in the
cause,
first
like,
place.
Yeah, it's because, like, nobody else can be Ugh. Him anymore. It has to be him. Otherwise,
yeah, and the thing is, there's supposed to be something major with the eyes being green, and the eyes are not green, which is a total problem for, you know,
wait,
a Harry Potter obsessed
what are they supposed to be?
Like
aren't
me.
They green?
They're supposed to be green,
yeah,
they're
supposed
not.
To be green. His eyes are blue.
Well, I know, they could have, like, put contact lenses. Like, did you hear the thing that a lot of people think that Emma Watson shouldn't have been cast as Hermione Granger because she's too pretty? Like, I imagine Hermione is
well,
pretty.
No. People think that all the time. No, it's just progressed into something. Like, she fit more of her character. She looked more like her character in the first movie. But now, I don't know, people have begun to be so obsessed with Emma Watson now that they made her look, you know, like that on purpose. It doesn't present too much of a problem for the casting directors.
But she has to be, like, not, like, hideous. She can't be hideous. Like the books.
And once they started her actually looking okay,
responded to it,
they started making her look great.
So, I'm like not really.
Well,
Harry
we're getting
Potter
off track again.
So I can't really join in this conversation too much.
She isn't. I am.
So.
Maybe if this was about Wicked, which I will not see because that is a mind control
okay, if it was
musical.
About
I really
want to
see that musical, but my parents said
about.
It's too expensive. Do you, Brianna,
is
it worth it?
Except,
I thought so,
like,
but I didn't know what the price was, so I mean, I can't remember.
Then
really.
Lauren says it's not.
I say it's not yet. In like a couple years or so, you know, I'd probably go into New York and buy those cheap Broadway tickets right in the middle of Times Square. That's a great place
to get
like tickets.
But isn't,
right
Wicked here,
spot.
Like, for only a while?
I'm not sure.
Wicked's here for only a while, but it's probably going to be playing in Broadway
because
for
it's so
a
popular.
Long time. And if I see it anywhere,
I really wanted to, but, you know, I got it for, like, getting good grades, and I don't think I got that good of grades to go to New York and see it, you know?
But I was just there because I was there.
About good grades, Maria also has an obsession about getting good grades. like, she was talking to our teacher once, and he, like, threatened to give her a bad grade if she asked him what her, like, grade was one more time.
Her grade was.
It was awful.
Because he was the most unorganized and idiot teacher in the world.
He didn't give me a bad grade, but he
threatened to if you asked him again.
Yeah, but of course he couldn't do that. I mean,
he'd
get, sued. Yeah,
he couldn't give you your grade because he didn't know your grade because he was the most unorganized teacher in the
world.
That be
right?
And
I think Lauren
him.
Has a bit of a problem with him. Just a bit.
Oh man, that guy is crazy.
I know,
I really
funny
hope
crazy.
He doesn't hear this.
hope he does.
It's not like he'll ever
and
see you
I'm going to blame you, Lauren. I'm so blaming you because you're the one who told him about it.
So. Told him about what?
You were telling everybody about it. The podcast.
About what? About my grades?
No, about how we had one.
Yes, about your grade.
Yeah, we were
great.
Telling him about
yeah,
how
like,
you
guys,
were.
He really
so.
Has an iPod. Come on. Well,
you
I
don't need
yeah,
an
I
iPod
mean,
to have to. All you need well, is a computer.
Yeah,
and the internet
too.
Well, I seriously doubt it.
So for all you people who don't have iPods, congratulations for actually listening to this podcast.
But, yeah, our friend Maria here is really obsessed with getting her grades because she, like, won't settle until she gets an A+.
Well, you guys, it's just...
Although...
Last year, you know, I was in school and stuff, and we were doing the grades thing, and, you know, I got A's just easily, so I decided that I should challenge myself in some way to get A+. And just so you guys know, the last quarter, I got no A+.
Oh, no.
I got
all A's,
and I think I got an A- in gym. And I got, and I didn't, and I got two twos in conduct. Can you believe it? Guess who?
Oh, no.
Who?
I know,
don't
I know. History and
subject.
Science.
Really? Interesting. Really? I think I know why for history.
Well, I know. That's the only
maybe
thing.
Somebody was
that's the only thing he could
grade.
Do because, like, you know how he threatened me that he'll change my grade? Well, he can't really do that. He can't give me an F. And then when my parents ask for, like, proof of why I deserve an F, it's like, I can't give you any. But then.
Yeah, but that was probably the reason why he gave you a 2.
Probably.
Yeah.
Just tell you.
Which is not as good as a 1 if you are not familiar with our system of behavior.
Yes, 1 is best, and it goes down to 4, which is terrible. So, I think that pretty much wraps up today's episode.
Are you sure about that? I can talk a little
okay,
longer.
Okay, we can talk a little longer. I'm fine with talking a little longer.
I'm serious.
Okay, fine, we'll talk.
I'm bored.
Okay, so for all you podcast listeners out there, Lauren is bored.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, I don't know. Cool. I have another obsession. I have a lot of obsessions.
What?
Other than...
Let's hear
okay.
For example,
what might that
the
be?
Movie Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. That is...
I
that is
that
a great
movie.
Like,
movie.
I just bought the books yesterday, and I
excuse me?
Oh my gosh, it's such a good movie. It's
I'm
like,
the
it's like sort
like
of romance,
cute.
And it has like, It has, what's it called, like,
but
drama?
Hold on for
a
second,
way.
Maria.
I'm gonna die.
Maria!
Hold on for a second. That was a choking noise.
Well, that wasn't me.
Yes, Maria, hold on for a second. Lauren, you sounded like you were puking, and I thought you were
that
the one
a choking noise. Don't even talk
about
that.
You got, come on, what do you have
you
against
the
movie?
About puking.
It's a good movie.
I know,
oh,
what do you have
so
against the movie?
It's so fake.
It's a...
Who cares?
It's a cool movie. I've watched it at least like 20 times.
Yeah, good story. Oh, we should talk about this on our one that already
well,
came
duh,
out.
Well, duh. Hello. I don't think there's such a thing as magic pants.
Okay. So, if you guys have some place to go, or to all our listeners, if you have some place to go, this is basically just going to be us talking. Until we get too
for the
bored.
Rest of this podcast?
Yeah, until
yes.
we get too bored.
I sort of am bored right
so
now.
So, if you have some place to go...
And if you have nothing to do... If you have nothing to do, keep on listening and go to ohmygood.podomatic.com.
Yes.
Can.
Yeah, that's a good website. Because it's ours.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So, let's talk about our day. Anybody else want to talk about their day, or am I the only one?
Not really. You know what? I think that this podcast is actually about wrapped up.
Yeah, so for all you listeners who's still here, we're ending it now, so save you the pain. Okay, so until next time, toss toss.
And you know what? Switch Chaoster.
If you have questions, comments, concerns, or ideas for the show,
please feel free to email us at ohmygood.lb@gmail.com.
Again, ohmygood.lb@gmail.com.